Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to my podcast series, Last Week in Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. Wow, what a week! Has the greatest, most anticipated cryptocurrency bull run since 2017 finally begun? We will talk about what happened in the markets, the increasing network fees, Ethereum's competitors' mainnets launching, the dim outlook for the US economy, and what's going on in China. To check out the links to all the articles we discuss, go to cryptocasey.com/last-week-crypto. Before we get started, make sure you check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/CryptoCasey for video versions of these podcasts. Please note that the best way to contact me is by visiting my website, cryptocasey.com/help, to fill out a contact request form, or you can email me directly at casey@cryptocasey.com. Also, I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything every Wednesday on Instagram at instagram.com/CryptoCasey. So please use the link to my Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 55 different cryptocurrencies you can buy with bank transfers, debit, or credit cards at true cost with no markups. Crypto.com also offers a Visa credit card you can use to access, manage, and spend your funds, all while earning cryptocurrency rewards. It's so important to have relationships with multiple exchanges as a cryptocurrency investor. So if you use the link in the description area to sign up for Crypto.com, you'll receive $50 worth of cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoCasey, all while supporting the channel. Awesome. So let's get started. The prices of all the top cryptocurrencies by market cap surged upwards after starting to experience some movement last week. Bitcoin up an amazing 16%, Ethereum 24%, and other big projects like XRP, Cardano, and Litecoin were also up an average of around 20% the past 7 days. Taking a look at the top gainers, yet again, we have Yearn.Finance in the top spot like last week, up 97%, followed by Edgeware, up 72%, Elrond, still a top gainer over the past several weeks, up 47%, and UMA, another top gainer from last week, up 42%. Nice. This week, July 30th marked Ethereum's fifth anniversary since its inception back in 2015. And Ethereum's adoption rate after 5 years far exceeds Bitcoin's, is a suggestion made in this article where they compare the total number of addresses created for each network in the first 5 years. Which isn't a perfect metric to gauge adoption rate, but an interesting metric nonetheless. Bitcoin's price surge past 11,000 has spiked transaction fees over 500% this month, the highest we've seen since the Bitcoin halving event back in May. The CryptoLark sums up what we've been experiencing the past few weeks in a tweet. Gas fees on both Bitcoin and Ethereum are out of control right now. As Ethereum's network continues to strain under the immense weight of the increased demand in DeFi, two Ethereum competitors launched their mainnets this week, both of which involve proof-of-stake protocols and sharding, the same types of solutions Ethereum will be transitioning to in the ETH2 upgrade. Cardano's Shelly hard fork, 5 years in the making, went live this week. Currently, only staking and delegation is available on the network, and the co-founder of Cardano, Charles Hoskinson, comments that robust governance arrangements and smart contracts functionality will be put in place this year. And by this time next year, we could see hundreds of assets and decentralized applications running on Cardano. So, does Cardano pose a big threat to Ethereum? Well, they aren't the only contenders. Elrond's mainnet launched this past Thursday with a new DeFi app and staking opportunities. As we've seen in previous episodes, Elrond has been a top gainer in the crypto markets this past month now, leading up to this launch. So what is Elrond anyway? Elrond is a high bandwidth, high security, and low latency blockchain network that is touted as an alternative to the existing global economic infrastructure. It claims to be the first project to employ adaptive state sharding and secure proof-of-stake technologies to achieve both speed and security. So we've got two networks that have implemented both proof-of-stake and sharding and launched their mainnets this past week, while Ethereum's Phase 0 launch may or may not happen before the end of this year. Even then, smart contract functionality is still a few years out for Ethereum. Can Ethereum maintain its reputation and market share as the top blockchain technology platform? Only time will tell. What's more certain to happen over a shorter period of time is the demise of the US economy and dollar. This article states, the economy is in reverse. Initial job loss claims rise for a second week. GDP falls by a record 33%, the biggest economic contraction on record dating to 1947. This NBC article states, already, millions of Americans are struggling to put food on the table. According to the Census Bureau's weekly household survey, released Wednesday, around 24 million Americans said they sometimes don't have enough to eat, with 5.4 million saying they often did not have enough to eat. And further down, the article also says that by the end of this year, 29 million Americans could be facing eviction. Food and shelter problems are extremely dire and scary problems. Could the U.S. experience civil unrest in the near future? Well, the markets aren't confident either. The Dow and S&P 500 sunk after the economic data deluge. Investors are still wrapping their heads around the morning's economic data, including the GDP report, which finally put a number on just how badly the economy fared during the spring lockdown, as well as an increase in weekly jobless claims. Meanwhile, the Fed extends emergency loan programs for 3 months until the end of 2020. Originally, these programs were set to expire September 30th, which basically means printing more and more money. This tweet puts how out of control the Fed's money printer is into perspective. The U.S. printed more money last month than in the first 200 years after its founding. Well, I think the writing is on the wall. And a Wall Street giant, Goldman Sachs, finally comes out and says it. The dollar may lose its reserve status. According to Bloomberg, the strategist said in a note to investors that the U.S. dollar's position as the world's reserve currency is under threat. Along with the mass printing of U.S. dollars and a trade war with China, and widespread riots, and an upcoming election, combined with a record level of debt accumulation by the U.S. government, real concerns around the longevity of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency have started to emerge, said the Goldman strategists. Goldman Sachs certainly has its reasons, and I think this tweet brings up a haunting thought to consider. People never believe their country is falling apart until it's too late. So if you are in the U.S., are you going to wait until it's too late? The big financial institutions certainly aren't. They are already mobilizing funds and hedging against the dollar and U.S. economy with none other than cryptocurrency. In fact, one of the big players, Fidelity, gives you four reasons in this article why Bitcoin will become a store of value. Fidelity Digital Assets published this thesis paper explaining why Bitcoin has all of the makings to become a store of value, noting, you don't need to be a PhD to understand that the number of dollars just doubled, whereas the Bitcoin supply just halved. In fact, the financial thought leader that wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad suggests gold bulls load up on Bitcoin as the gold market becomes overcrowded. As we discussed earlier, Bitcoin has finally breached the 10K price point. And this tweet by Maddie Greenspan illustrates its importance, stating, the breakout this week was very strong and it's not even retracing. This is an extremely bullish chart. This didn't go unnoticed by the big financial players in the US. Bitcoin broke out of a 3-year trend line and Wall Street wants in. This Forbes article states that Grayscale is continuing to see demand from institutional investors, and US institutional investors aren't the only ones hedging against the global economy. Across the world in China, we continue to see banks increasing restrictions on people's money. In this article published by Reuters, China bank regulators move to cool the gold rush. Chinese investors are hunting for safe haven assets in markets rattled by coronavirus, lofty equity valuations, and the falling U.S. dollar. A deepening rift between the United States and China has also become a factor drawing mainland investors to gold. And this is no ordinary rift between U.S. and China. In another Reuters article, Chinese banks are urged to switch away from SWIFT as U.S. sanctions loom. The Reuters report looked at potential measures the United States could take against Chinese banks including cutting off their access to SWIFT Financial Messaging Service, a primary network used by banks globally to make financial transactions. This would be huge. Could you imagine if the most populous country in the world was just removed from the largest global payment network in the world? Well, that's what may end up happening. Further down, the report says that if the United States were to take the extreme action of cutting off some Chinese banks' access to dollar settlements, China should consider stopping using the US dollar as the anchor currency for its foreign exchange controls. I don't think you could possibly create a more perfect outlook for the future of cryptocurrency if you tried. And China knows it too. Here's an article that talks about how China's influencers are bullish on the recent Bitcoin rally. It describes how the crypto bull run has extended to China and how all of the action occurs offshore and users must have a VPN because crypto trading remains illegal in China. And as we've discussed in previous episodes, Chinese banks have placed restrictions on cash withdrawals, the purchase of gold, and trading cryptocurrencies. They are literally forcing their people to hold their worthless fiat currency to maintain control and keep their government afloat. The writing is on the wall for China, and the Chinese government knows it too, and is actually working towards adopting blockchain technology to hedge against the adoption of open global blockchain networks by creating their own. In this article, it talks about how China aims to integrate with 40 public blockchains within a year. China's blockchain-based service network, BSN, will be integrating with some of the most well-known public blockchains over the next 12 months. After BSN split into BSN China and BSN International, the latter has focused more on integrating public blockchains and attracting businesses and individuals from across the world, while the former primarily works with permissioned networks to further blockchain innovation in China. So China is basically building their own SWIFT of sorts, except using blockchain. Nice. So are you going to let Wall Street and the Chinese government, those big, slow, old dinosaurs, beat you to crypto? Remember the tweet, "People never believe their country is falling apart until it's too late." Wall Street and the Chinese government have left the sidelines. Don't wait until cryptocurrency is mainstream. So if you are a beginner and interested in becoming a profitable cryptocurrency investor, I will be opening up limited access to a beta version of the course in 2 weeks. And after I get feedback on it, I will be releasing a full-fledged flagship course for everyone so you can learn how to take advantage of all of these opportunities available in cryptocurrency. If you are interested in learning how to become a developer in the industry, or learn more about the advanced technical concepts of blockchain technology, the best and pretty much only resource available to my knowledge is Ivanon Tech's Academy. Using the link in the description area, you can enroll in the course at a discounted price. So there are resources available to help you get involved in the space. And once you get into crypto, please do not ever send cryptocurrency or any funds to someone that claims they will send you more in return. There are scammers everywhere trying to impersonate crypto content creators. Do not ever trust someone who claims to be a trader or broker in the space who offers to take your funds and generate profits for you. Also, do not ever let someone convince you to install mining software on your computer. All of those are 100% scams, so be careful out there and always think twice before considering sending someone you don't know cryptocurrency. Awesome. Well, that was Last Week in Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast and consider subscribing to my YouTube channel for more crypto content. To check out the links to all the articles we discussed, go to cryptocasey.com/last-week-crypto. So what do you think about Ethereum's competitors' mainnets going live? Anyone else a bit scared of the situation in the United States right now? Are you going to miss out on $50 worth of free cryptocurrency by signing up for crypto.com? If not, click on the link to crypto.com in the description area. Be safe out there.